Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Regular viewers know how much I love robocalls. I talked about them before, about how robocalls are just the scourge of our society. Alexander Graham Bell didn't invent that telephone just to have it ring incessantly from people trying to sell us warranties and knee braces and all kinds of other junk calls. I know a vast majority of them originate from overseas, but once in a while, someone here in America gets a hankering to start making robocalls, and they just caught somebody in New Jersey, and they fined them for placing only 45 million illegal robocalls. Now, you know, if you're going to get in the big leagues, you got to hit the billions. There are actually companies making billions of robocalls, but these guys were only in the millions, but they made the mistake of doing this in the U.S. 45 million illegal robocalls lead to a huge fine against a New Jersey firm, according to the feds. This is from NJ.com. Karen Price Mueller wrote it. The owners of a company based in New Jersey that sells septic tank cleaning products will pay more than $1.6 million to settle charges that the firm and its telemarketer made illegal robocalls to consumers across the country. This is according to the FTC. And yes, they sell septic tank cleaning products, which, as you can imagine, not everyone needs. Not everyone needs that. The FTC's complaint alleged that Environmental Safety International, or ESI, of Ridgefield, oh, and Fairview, they got two locations, made more than 45 million illegal robocalls, including 31 million to people who were not supposed to get these calls because they were on the Do Not Call registry. We've talked about this before. There was a thing that was set up by the federal government, and it's one of the dumbest things ever. They said, if you don't want to get calls, put your phone number on this list, the Do Not Call list, and then when someone's about to make a phone call, they got to check that list to see if you're on it. And if you're on the list, they're not supposed to call you. And then, of course, what the companies did is they downloaded those lists and go, look, we've got lists of good numbers. These are real, actual numbers. So there are robo-dialers out there that literally just call, you know, 0001, 0002, 0003, and just roll through the numbers that way. But that massive steamroller approach can be wasteful because there are going to be some numbers in there that aren't valid. So by downloading the Do Not Call list and calling that, they know, hey, we've got good phone numbers here. These phone numbers are, you know, verified at one level or another. So of the 45 million illegal calls, 31 million are made to people who had signed up for the Do Not Call registry. Now, we don't know for a fact that these guys used that, but I've heard people tell me, and I've gotten from more than one source, that there are companies that simply download the Do Not Call list and use that as their starting point. The company accused here and its officers could not be reached for comment, but the complaint says that the company's two officers, who are brothers, and then another brother, initiated the calls between January of 2018 and March of 2019 to promote ESI's Activator 1000 line of septic tank cleaning products. So you're sitting at home one day, or you're at your office. Your phone rings. You pick it up. Hello. We're here to tell you about the Activator 1000. Line of septic tank cleaning products. Please stay on the line. I was waiting for that call. The complaint says telemarketers working for the firm told consumers they were calling from an unnamed environmental company to give consumers free information on a septic tank cleaning product. Despite being told the robocall was not a sales call or solicitation, consumers who pressed 1 to receive free information instead got a sales pitch, according to the FTC. And we've all had those as well, where you answer the phone, and the first thing the voice says is, don't hang up. This is not a solicitation. Press 1 for, and you press it, and it's a sales call. That's it. And they just know that they say, well, this is not a sales call, that somehow they're going to convince some people that it's not, when it obviously is. The complaint also alleges that ESI sent letters to consumers who agreed to buy their products, but had unpaid invoices, falsely claiming they would be referred to a national collection agency or to an attorney. Oops. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act might come into play here. However, ESI never took either of these actions, according to the FTC. So they would send you a letter and say you had an unpaid invoice, according to the allegations in the complaint. The court-approved order says the brothers and the company will pay $10.2 million in civil penalties, but that will be partially suspended if the first two brothers pay $1.6 million, and the other brother pays $15,000. So they're hanging a bigger penalty over their heads and saying, if you don't pay the smaller penalty, the big one will kick in. The two are also prohibited from making misrepresentations to consumers including threats about a collection agency or attorney, and they must dissolve the company within 30 days. They must also stop any collection attempts and notify customers with unpaid balances that they do not owe the money, according to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there, not the least of which is they're calling people on the do not call list. That's a violation of the law. The robo-dialers are also a violation of the law. And of course, the robocalls are just, like I said, one of the scourges of modern society. And, you know, you often think about that. You know, Alexander Graham Bell making the first phone call. And we know the whole story. And that's, of course, the funny thing is that you can have a phone, but unless you got someone to call, what good is it? But he, I don't think, ever imagined all of the things the phone would evolve into, one of which was just an annoyance by people on the other side of the planet often, just harassing you by ringing your phone, you know? And so we know that the stir-shaken protocols have gone into effect recently. And I was making fun of the acronym stir-shaken, because if you try to figure out where they got the S-T-I-R from and the S-H-A-K-E-N from, it's from a bunch of words, but they had to really work at it. And I was making fun of that. And someone said, Steve, it's from James Bond. I understand that. What's James Bond got to do with robocalls? So the point is that the new protocols have now gone into effect. And by the way, those protocols went into effect long after these guys apparently were shut down. But the point is that these new protocols went into effect fairly recently. And for the first day or two, I paid really close attention to how many phone calls I got. And I got a few. But interestingly, now many of them have been flagged as spam. So I can look at my phone. It's ringing and it says, parenthetical, spam with a phone number. And I don't answer it. And sure enough, they don't leave a message. And so that's one of the parts of the new protocol, is that the phone companies are supposed to take steps to try to identify incoming junk calls and label them in some meaningful way that you know this so you can make the decision about whether you're going to answer the phone or not. Presumably, once someone starts sending out calls that are marked spam and nobody answers them, presumably they would stop. But maybe enough people are answering the phone without looking at it, or maybe enough people don't have caller ID, I don't know, that maybe it's still worthwhile, instead of having 1 out of 100 people answer, having 1 out of 1,000 answer might still be worth it. I don't know. But I'm still getting junk calls, but I think most of them lately have been labeled as spams. So that's good. That's good. But it'd be nice if they stopped altogether. It's just crazy. But I can also tell you that these guys are minor leaguers, because as I noted, they made allegedly 45 million illegal robocalls. There were those guys in Texas who got busted, who made billions, with a B, billions of robocalls. And now, knowing how many people are in America and guessing how many of them have phones, because there's going to be children, for instance, who don't have phones. I think, although I've seen like toddlers with smartphones, the idea that you make billions of phone calls, if they're all within the United States, you're ringing everybody's phone a few times each. And that's a real problem. So these guys at 45 million, minor leaguers. But I still think if you break the law, you need to be busted. So allegedly they made tons of phone calls, robocalls. They made a ton of phone calls to people who are on the do not call list. And then they apparently sent out letters to some of these people saying, you owe us money and you have unpaid invoices. And if you don't pay us, we're going to refer you to collections or sic an attorney on you. And again, like I said, there's laws involving robocalls. There's also laws about debt collection and threatening for non-existent debt. So I suspect these guys have also been sued by other people. If they haven't, they will be, but we'll see how that goes. So again, Karen Price Mueller wrote it for NJ.com. 45 million illegal robocalls leads to a huge fine against NJ firm, feds say. And the story was sent to me by many people: Neil, Mr. Phil, Rob, David, another David, Richard, James, Donald, Philip, and Jason. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. You must be the change you wish to see in the world.